God desires to speak to His children. Often it's easy to mistake our own thoughts for God's voice. It's easy to mistake God's voice for other voices. Many people today, however, instead of hearing God's voice and thinking a person is speaking, they tune in to the jumbled thoughts of their own mind and think they are hearing from God. Consequently, they are disappointed when what they heard in their mind doesn't happen or work out. Now, you should teach your children that God does still speak today, but it is important to establish that the primary way He speaks is through His written word, the Bible. That is why they need to read their Bible faithfully and think about what it means. Then, when God wants to speak to them, He can lead them to read scriptures they are already familiar with. For example, if they have a fight with someone and pray for God's perspective, He may lead them to read 1 Corinthians 13. They already know it is the love chapter, but God wants them to be reminded of certain clear, powerful thoughts in it that they have forgotten. In addition, Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you, John 14:26. Often God's Spirit will bring a specific Bible passage to your child's mind. It will be a verse or a portion of a verse they have read previously, and God speaks to them by highlighting it in their memory. Though God can still speak audibly, like He did in the Bible, usually when He chooses to give specific direction or guidance, He communicates in a still small voice. 1 Kings 19:12. It can be words, but often it will simply be a strong impression that they should or should not do something, go somewhere, or say something. In other words, God speaks to their conscience. How can children know whether thoughts are of God, of their own busy mind, or of the enemy? One of the easiest ways to know the difference is the thought is telling them to do something selfish or unselfish, loving or spiteful. God will send good, positive, loving thoughts into their mind because God's love has been poured out into their hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us, Romans 5:5. Your children must learn to hear and obey the voice of God if they are to walk in God's will for their lives. Lord, please help my children truly hear Your voice and be guided by You in all their decisions. Give them a great love for Your word and help them to be faithful in their daily Bible reading. Help them to understand what they read and, most importantly, help them determine to obey it. Help them avoid stubbornness, insisting on their own will, or mistaking their thoughts for Your voice. In Jesus' name, amen.